This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Six U.S. Democratic presidential candidates traded barbs with each other in a tense debate late Tuesday, attempting to make the case to voters in the state of Iowa that they alone have the political fortitude and skill to take on Republican President Donald Trump in the November election. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone takes a look at some of the early moments of the debate.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And, of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it. Sanders, while Biden voted for it, and then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict. So there was that focus, national security. There were also clashes over health care. We've seen that before. How costly a health care reform package do you want? And also over some trade deals coming up with China and with the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. It was the seventh debate, but the last before Democrats in the U.S. heartland cast their first votes in the party's months-long nomination process at nighttime caucuses less than 3 weeks from now on February 3rd. Iowa draws outsized national attention because it's the first in the once-in-every-4-years presidential sweepstakes. The U.S. House of Representatives will have that story coming up in just a moment. But first, for more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.